Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miroboard. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miroboard?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, where when you use promo code DNVR, new customers, you can place a $5 bet, and when it wins, you get $200 in bonus bets instantly with code DNVR only on DraftKings Sportsbook. I am Patrick Lyons.
I am Susie Hunter. Patrick, the bar is lit right now at 11 a.m. on a freaking Thursday. It's March Madness. No vowels, just vibes.
Just vibes, and vibes. Yeah, really good crowd down there already for Thursday. Yeah. I kind of had forgotten when we came in. I mean, at 10:30, it was already kind of just jumping for the first half of these early-ass games. It's great. Everyone's feeling good. None of the games have ended yet, so nobody's had an opportunity to celebrate, and thus, nobody's had an opportunity to jump up and down and possibly blow out their kneecap.
Which has happened at this bar before, and has maybe also happened to a professional athlete in the past 24 hours?
We didn't get a Rockies game last night, but we got plenty of Rockies news to cover. Hopefully we should have enough time to talk about a recent survey that came out discussing the most annoying fans and the least annoying fans, and we'll see where Rockies are. They're favorable on the list, but they're maybe higher than they should be, to be honest, which is strange. But yeah, let's get it started off with some World Baseball Classic. Jamal, appreciate the love there in the chat. Again,
Jamal around the world must be a World Baseball Classic guy.
I think so.
He's to be.
Got to be WBC.
Has to be.
Again, if you listen to this as a podcast, head over to the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. Even if it's after a show, leave your comment in there because people are still doing that thing. But Team USA gets a big victory last night, 3-2. They were down. They were losing at one point. Mm-hmm. And it got to be a little stressful, to be honest, of like, oh my God, if they get knocked out here, and because it would be a tiebreaker at that point, and I don't know if the numbers were favorable enough, because the tiebreakers are strange, but Mike Trout went off 3-for-4, had a triple, all 3 RBI. He's Captain America for a reason.
Exactly. He is our... I don't even have a joke for that. I'm so sorry.
He's our captain.
He's our captain. What else could you say?
My captain, oh captain.
I gotta say, just like a sidebar, my sleep schedule is so messed up.
Same.
From daylight savings. I am sleeping like absolute garbage. And now I'm not even funny on the show anymore. I'm just boring.
You will be. It's an hour delay. So in an hour from now,
I'm like, oh no.
You're gonna be very funny. We'll be off air, but still, I've noticed that delay. No, well also these games being on late. I mean, they're starting
help.
At 7 o'clock, 8
it
o'clock.
Not,
not a big deal. I mean, that's our job, but we're just not in midseason form yet.
We're not there yet.
It's still spring training for us.
This is why we have spring training.
And since the World Baseball Classic is now every 6 years, give or take.
Give or take.
Give or take a pandemic.
Whenever we feel like having it, whenever there isn't a global pandemic.
It's wild.
Let's have a World Baseball Classic.
Daniel Bard pitched the fifth. Looked good. Walked the first batter, but then got a little help with Will Smith. Instant replay. Boom, that got overturned.
So
struck
weird.
Out.
You know, I mentioned, like, oh, it's so weird seeing Kyle Freeland in a game where he didn't start. It's so weird seeing Daniel Bard in a game that he's not closing.
Fifth inning?
A fifth inning? Daniel Bard? What is happening?
Very strange.
So strange.
Yeah, that was a weird one. In the ninth, Ryan Presley gets the save. Arenado makes a nice defensive play to start the inning. Elias Diaz comes up with 2 outs. Game on the line. Pinch hitter. Rockets a ball to shortstop. Trey Turner of the Philadelphia Phillies doing what Philadelphia Phillies do, and that is make an error. Keeps the game alive for Columbia, so good for Elias for doing that. And then the rest is history. USA moves on. They're going against 4-0 Venezuela. That was that sleeper team that you go, damn, they are good. Even without Herman Marquez, Venezuela's good.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, this is we're entertained. This is very entertaining. We finally get to have all the excitement the World Cup had with soccer, you know, at the end of last year. This is just so freaking fun.
Yeah, this is a lot of fun. I know Cuba ended up beating Italy in one of the other games there. They changed the schedule up a little bit because originally the Pool C runner-up was supposed to go against Venezuela. I mean, USA is playing Venezuela, but that was supposed to be on Friday. I guess they switched it because it's Team USA. I'm not sure, but they're going to play that game actually on Saturday. Tomorrow it's going to be Mexico against Puerto Rico. So Mexico ends up, you know, big must-win game against Canada. They get that done. Alan Trejo punches his ticket, the first one in the quarterfinals. Super producer, you here. You've got 1 minute to go ahead and sound off, if you'd like, on Team Mexico. How good is it? They're 3-1. Top of the group. Let it fly, brother.
I don't need a full minute. Just like to say, vamos!
Woo!
Vamos.
I'm sorry if I popped your eardrum, by the way. That was really loud.
That was so loud. Now, I didn't know you had that in you.
Now, so, Susie, I know you're on Duolingo learning Spanish, yes. But to translate for you here, vamos, that means...
Go!
In the early versions, but what as it gets more nuanced, that translates to, see, I knew Mexico was the team that had that dog in them, and Alan Trejo is so underrated. This is further evidence of that.
I love that so many national broadcasters are Alan Trejo guys now.
Dude, right?
He deserves this attention, and it's crazy to think that he's getting all this attention now because he is just absolutely popping off for Team Mexico, and he's still fighting for a starting shortstop job. Yeah. They got the job taken away from him last year when they brought in Jose Iglesias. And now I hope, you know, the Rockies are looking at Alan Trejo being like, oh, why did we do that? We could have just had Alan Trejo.
He's fighting from afar.
He is fighting from afar. And I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for him 100%.
That's pretty awesome. Also from afar, this will be the last game for Shohei Ohtani in Japan. They go ahead and beat Italy. Italy has like gotten to the knockout round in virtually every World Baseball Classic, like maybe four or five. They're just one of those countries that always shows out.
They just get it done. Have you seen the Team Italy handshake?
I have not.
Okay, so this is what they do here. So do this with me.
You talked about this. They blow it up.
Do it again. Is that so satisfying?
Forget about it. That's it.
I love that.
It makes me want some fresh mutts.
He's doing this over here. What does this mean?
Have you heard of French kissing? That's Italian kissing.
This is Italian kissing? Mm.
There you go. Now we know sign language.
After this show, I'm going to go down and Italian kiss all the homies. All my coworkers.
They'll need it. Like, Andre's going to need that. I know he looked pretty sullen over there. I don't think it's because his bracket's been busted yet. It's because Italy is out of the World Baseball Classic. 9-3 loss to Japan. Ohtani got the win. You know, looked good in four or so innings pitched, gave up two runs, had a hit, scored twice. Last time that Japan will get to see Ohtani in a meaningful game on their soil. You know, I don't know how long. I don't know when they're going to, you know, maybe go back and do another one of those world tours. They were supposed to do it this last offseason where there was going to be a tour actually in Korea, not Japan. So that also would be weird, too, if Shohei Ohtani was on the MLB team as opposed to, like, the Japanese all-star team. They'll figure something out for that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we'll cross that bridge when we get to it. You know who was at that Italy-Japan game?
No, who?
Bobby Valentine.
Oh, I did not see that. I did not see Bobby V.
He posted in front of the stadium. He's like, look where I'm going. He had a nice jacket on, too. Like, it was like a silver bomber.
He's got the swag.
He's still got all this swag after all these years.
I do love that. Puerto Rico will take on Mexico on Friday, but Puerto Rico, they get the win over Dominican Republic. It was a must-win game for both teams. Win and you're in.
That game was electric.
It was a great game.
I hated that I had to tear myself away from it because I had plans, but it was insane.
It was great. Puerto Rico, all those guys with the blonde hair. Incidentally, I don't know if you heard this. They did set a somehow kind of Guinness World Record for most like guys like getting their hair bleached in one place at one time. That's not a joke.
You mean all the frosted tips of the early 2000s? That doesn't count as salons, well, just frosting all those tips.
They just took over NSYNC. NSYNC had the record, and it was five people.
That's it. That's true. Fun fact, right. They had a good run for 20 years. Now the record's been broken. Right now, it's just bleach blonde. mid-season, it's going to be the frosted
tips. Oh, the tips. I can't wait. I love that they did that. It's just like one of those like stupid, goofy little things that works.
And it goes to show you, this is why you play the games, because Dominican Republic, on paper, you go, they are absolutely stacked. And yet you're seeing a 19-year-old kid from Team Israel, you know, striking guys out. And you've got, you know, engineers and mechanics striking out Shohei Ohtani for Czech Republic. It's like baseball gets boiled down to just one-on-one, and in different ways, things can happen. So Puerto Rico gets the win. Edwin Diaz gets the save. Everything's good, hunky-dory. Not a huge celebration. I was watching Team Mexico for their celebration. Danielle Allentuck had some video. She was there in the house. Shout out to her, doing a great job for the Denver Gazette. And it was very muted, Mexico's celebration to go on. I'm like, oh, okay. I mean, they've got a long way to go. You just celebrated that. You're going to the next round.
You don't celebrate till you get the title. That's
the kind of. Also, I feel like they got a lot of celebrations in the moments, in like those big moments in that game. They were very excited in that game. They got those celebrations in.
Absolutely. And so Puerto Rico kind of does the same thing. A little jumping up and down. And the next thing you know, their little scrum breaks apart, and people are saying, come on, we need a little bit of help. Edwin Diaz, we don't know if it's a torn ACL, what it is, but he looks like he might be done. His brother, Alexis Diaz, he had two guys flanked on both his arms as if he had hurt himself being carried off because he was crying. He was so saddened by the sight of his brother hurt like that.
And this is also, I mean, it's so sad to see this happen. Yeah. Also, how did it happen? I mean, I know.
Just jumping up and down like. Those things can happen in celebrations.
I mean, this literally happened here at the bar when a fan was celebrating the Avs Stanley Cup win. Someone was jumping up and down and tore their ACL. Like, so it's happened here, like, before our eyes.
Yeah, and on one hand, you go, well, wait a minute. Didn't the Mets celebrate or practice this a couple years ago? They practiced their World Series celebration.
They did.
A team in which Edwin Diaz, I believe, was a part of at that time, and yet it happens. So I mentioned him a few times. Cousin Jordan, my cousin, he's a Mets fan.
Yes.
As soon as that broke, I texted him and said, did you just see what happened? And he said, no. And I couldn't text it. I had to call him to tell him just to get his reaction. And I said, dude, your closer's in a wheelchair. And he said, what?
Oh.
And since then, he's like, every like 3 hours, even in the middle of the night, he's like, your closer's in a wheelchair. It's like the strangest six words you could ever possibly imagine.
You never want to hear that.
That your closer's in a wheelchair.
I hate this for so many reasons. Because one, like, you hate to see anytime a big star, anytime a great baseball dude is injured and out of the game, that is bad for baseball in general.
Right.
But also, I hate the narrative now where it's like, oh, this is why you don't want to send guys to the World Baseball Classic. But of course, this didn't even happen in a game. This just happened in a kind of mild celebration. So it's like a freak accident. This could have happened. Him just walking down the street, him walking down the stairs.
It could have had him just fielding his position defensively in a spring training game.
Yeah.
And you go, oh, should you be fielding your position? It's a spring training game. Just let the third baseman barehand it. And you're like, he's an athlete. He's playing the game. So you're right. It can just happen, unfortunately. Freddie Freeman, same thing. I think he had a hamstring issue. Seems like he might not be ready for opening day. So it's not that serious. But still, Freddie Freeman was pulled from his game. And so, yeah, that's just really a rough look. It's tough to see that. Really sad, disappointing for the Mets. And we'll kind of wait and see what happens on Edwin Diaz. We asked on Twitter, you know, everyone who follows at DNVR_Rockies, who's going to win the World Baseball Classic? Japan, the rest of the field got 7%. So everyone's like, okay, we'll take the World 7%. Japan, 13%. Dominican Republic, 18%. They're already out. But everyone's liking the repeat chances for Team USA at 62%. You hear, I want to ask you, because Susie's far too good at guessing these kind of things. How much money do you think MLB lays out for players as far as money, prize money? If you like win it all the teams are going to get a little bit of money just for participating to spread throughout the players, clubhouse guys, the GM, managers, et cetera, coaches. How much money do you think combined is being forked over to players for the World Baseball Classic? What would you guess?
For all the teams?
Yeah, for all the teams, yeah.
I'm going to say $250,000.
$250,000 is being spread about every player?
Yeah.
All right, Susie, what is your guess?
$69.
Okay. All right, so $14.4 million. That seems incredibly low to me. Doesn't it?
You know what?
For a tournament of this magnitude, $14 million.
It seems low, but the point isn't the money. The point really is the pride.
Sure. But the money suggests like how important this event is and how profitable an event, the World Baseball Classic, is. And so for it to only be only, quote unquote, $14.4 million, I was just kind of surprised by that. You get $300,000 for participating. If you win your group, that's another $300,000. If you reach the quarterfinals, $400,000 to split amongst your team. And if you win the championship game, you win $1 million. So basically, I think it's like $2.5 million for your team or your country if you win it all, which, again, seems pretty nice for 2 weeks. So maybe
2 weeks of work.
Yeah.
I mean, of course, like also a lifetime of work, but
yeah, absolutely. James in the chat. I agree with the Susie Hunter. See, there are people out there. I don't want to hear that
with me because I'm always right.
I don't want to hear the narrative of this being why you don't send players to the WBC. But that is a major conversation in all of this. I mean, the only way that they're able to make this work is to get insurance on each and every player. That's why Clayton Kershaw wasn't able to participate for Team USA, was because no one would insure them or insure the Dodgers or Clayton Kershaw for that kind of money if he got hurt. So he wasn't allowed to play. So it was just a financial kind of thing.
Yeah.
Will points out 63 million people watched the Japan versus Korea game, which is 6 times the amount of people that watched the most viewed World Series game. It's a world game. It's a world game. You like to see that.
It's actually a world game.
It is. You do like to see that.
I love that our North American baseball competition is just called the World Series for no freaking reason.
The NABC is a better tournament than the WBC. The North American baseball tournament. The NABT. The North American baseball tournament, you're right, Susie, is a better tournament.
Okay, so next year, because you know you can't say like World Series when you're like promoting like shows about the World Series. It's like a copyright thing. So I think that is what we should call it next year.
North American baseball tournament.
The North American baseball tournament.
We're down. I'm down on that. Canada, if it wasn't for you in Toronto, we could just say the American. But you're right. It's a North American.
Yes.
Even if it is there, our hat. It's our hat.
Yes.
It's our hat.
Good point. Well said, Patrick.
That's it. Apologies again if you're hearing a lot of noise in the background. That's because we've got games at 10 a.m. today, tomorrow. I think even in the next round for Saturday and Sunday, we might be opening as early as 10 a.m. here at the DNVR bar.
If there's a game on, we're going to be open for it.
That's true. We're the official bar of March Madness. We are. We're the spot where if you're a diehard, I love seeing Austin downstairs. I get in a chat with him a little bit before the show. Shout out to him. He's going to get 15% off his beer, his food, his drinks, all of that stuff, you name it. All the gear that we got at dnvrlocker.com is 20% off. That's also where we sell tickets for the watch parties and any of our tailgates. So that means you also get a 20% off on that. So that's true of the April 29th game. That's going to be an absolute banger against the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm trying to convince Jesse Friedman of PHNX Diamondbacks to come down.
Oh, I want him to come up for this.
I'm gonna be his host family, I think. I'll be his host family. He'll stay with me. He'll get to come out, hang out with
all
of the diehards.
You're going to invite Jesse Friedman to your house? You've never invited any of us to your house.
I have not, no. But I've I've bunked with Jesse, though, in the winter meetings.
That's true. I'm judging a little bit.
I've seen his toiletry bag.
I'm taking
He's
it
trustworthy.
Personally.
That's it. Yeah.
You've seen his toiletry bag.
That's how intimate we've gotten. So I know I can trust him. He's got his stuff organized very, very nicely. So make sure you head over to thednvr.com. Make it official. Become a diehard. And make it official that you've got the best shades in the land. Because you got to go to Shady Rays.
Here we go.
ShadyRays.com. They look great with any hat that you've got.
This is a very, like, this look is very appropriate for the weather outside today.
It very much
is. You look like you're about to cross-country ski down Colfax.
I look like America right now. Because I've got Canada on my head, America's hat. And so I got the shades on. They're fantastic. You know, 200,000 folks have given them 5-star reviews online. It's amazing. They're an independent sunglass company that offers world-class product that's as good as any expensive pairs as you've ever worn. I know I've spent a pretty penny on glasses before in the past. I've got a chance to take these out on a couple runs already, which very much come in handy for how windy it's been. It's been warm, it's been sunny, but it's windy. These I get full eye protection on these bad boys.
Can I try these bad boys on?
Yes, please do.
Thank you.
If you need more, they actually have snow goggles, like if you're skiing and snowboarding. How about this look here? You look like you should be, you look like the wife of Dog the Bounty Hunter. Like, that's kind of vibe. That's the kind of vibes. Dog, what's...
Okay, me,
is he
like
single?
These.
To me, she kind of looks more like if she was a dude and she was out in California surfing.
Oh, you know what? Because I got those long locks.
Yep. Look at
Thank
that.
You for saying that I look like a surfer dude.
So, bro, I got to ask about your shades. How are they, bro?
Bro, they're so tight. I love these shades.
Is it true that, like, if you break your shades, bro, like, they'll be replenished by Shady Rays for you?
Bro, if I break these, like, doing something totally radical, like, I can get new ones. Or even if I lose them because I'm a big idiot.
Well, you know what? I am not sure how glasses always look on my face, so I'd want to see them in person. What if I don't like them in 30 days? Are they free? Can I exchange them still at that point?
Listen, the vibes are so chill at Shady Rays, so like you can totally exchange them if they're not your vibe.
So there's no risk and just reward?
Just reward, just vibes.
Fantastic. Head over to Shady Rays. Use code DNVR. We're using that clip a lot. You can go to the Park Meadows Mall and get 50% off two or more pairs of polarized shades from Shady Rays. It's buy one, get one, man. Can't beat that.
Cowabunga.
Can't beat that ad read either. Don't.
Yaya looks like he's going to throw up.
I'm actually trying to clean up the throw up right now more than anything.
There you go. Mop it up. We might need a partnership with ShamWow to kind of mop that up. But before you, careful with that sip of coffee, Susie, because you're not done yet. Because we got to let people know about Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
They are here to help Colorado families. They've been doing it for 30 years. They win for Colorado families to the tune of over $1 billion. The cool thing about Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
They do it for free until they win. So you can consult with them, give them a call. It's free. They're going to work on your case. It's going to be for free. It's free until they win money for you. That's how, the guarantee. That's the promise from ColoradoLaw.net from the boys, Backus and Shanker.
Backus and Shanker.
30 lawyers, 100 folks on staff. It's amazing. They're going to help you win your case. They're going to help you with all kinds of accidents that weren't your fault. Car accidents, motorcycle accidents, rideshare, pedestrians, trucks, celebrating in your March Madness too much and you blow your knee out or ACL. They might even be able to help you out with your World Baseball Classic injuries. All you got to do is give them a call and find out. Can't hurt. Give them a call. All Tulos. 222-2222 and find out if you've got a case for free. Because you know who wins?
Backus and Shanker.
That's right. Backus and Shanker. There we go. We've got comments letting people know. This is a top five ad read. Wow.
I am. Look at it. We yes anded the shit out of that.
We did that one. Let's celebrate. Let's go. We did that one.
Now you tore your ACL. Way to go.
Oh!
What?
I need Tommy John.
Oh, blew it out
too
celebrating.
Soon. Too soon.
Blew it out celebrating. I love how Team USA came together, not just to win, but just in the logistical aspect of all of these guys from all these different teams, how they want to play. And it really all started with Mike Trout.
Mike Trout was the dude. Once you get Mike Trout involved, everyone else wants to be a part of that.
And you know what? Props to the general manager, Tony Regans, because it started with him. He realized, again, guy who was a former front office dude, GM even, with the Los Angeles Angels, said, I need to get Mike Trout. That is my mission. And if I can accomplish that, all of the other dominoes will fall into place. And I think the dominoes have been even better than he originally anticipated. But yeah, he was texting, he was blowing up Trout's phone saying, I got to get this guy. Boom, once that piece was in place, Trey Turner jumped on the bandwagon, said, if they're doing it, I'm doing
it. And that's exactly what they wanted. I think it's so important, too. I think it helps that he missed out on the last WBC. He skipped it and regretted it. He's just been stewing in regret for 6 years. So I don't think any other player wants to stew in regret for years waiting for the next baseball classic because they chose to sit out.
And to your point, are the Angels ever going to help him out so he can play some meaningful games? So he's like, all right, I guess I got to go to the World Baseball Classic.
He made his choices. He made his bed. Now he's lying in it. He signed that big-ass contract knowing dang well what he was getting into.
So did Nolan. Look at where he is now.
But you know what? I'll say this for Trout. He's got the best of both worlds because now he can easily go to all the Eagles games he wants and not get crapped on for maybe going 0-3 on a Sunday game, you know what I mean, against the Mets, whatever it is. So Trout can go there. I'm not going to say he has anonymity because he's Mike Trout.
He's like easily the most popular dude at an Eagles game.
He's the most popular guy at an All-Star game. Pete Alonso was coming up to him at the All-Star game last year and was like, hey, can I get in? Like, can you, you know, kind of make some things happen? Like, even Pete Alonso is going, Trouty, baby, fishy boy, let's go. Can I get on this team? Trout, like, was rejected on the 18 and under team when he was in high school. Even when he was a big-time first baseman for the University of Florida, he was rejected on the college Team USA team. So, like, this was a bucket list thing for Alonso. Got it done. The best story was probably Lance Lynn, who this would be a good moment to splice in a photograph of Lance Lynn and then a photograph of our guy Dwayne from Graphics, because I realize they do look a little bit alike.
You think they look alike? Is that something that you'd plan to Photoshop of, or you're just mentioning it?
For someone in the graphics department can go ahead and take care of those two images there. But I was like, oh yeah, Lance Lynn looks like our guy Dwayne.
You think so?
That's a compliment. Look it up. Give it a goog. But
it's like I'm picturing Lance Lynn, and I'm like... Eh.
With the beard. And there's some angles. But Lance Lynn, probably the best story. He FaceTimed Team USA manager Mark DeRosa while he was camping with some friends. So he was around a campfire with a bunch of his old high school buddies, and they all dared him, like, call this guy. He did. DeRosa picked up, and he said, all right, dude, you're in. Like, you obviously want this. And so...
I love that.
He met the dare. Ken Griffey Jr. Was added to the team as the hitting coach. You got Andy Pettit, multi-time All-Star. It's just a great group that they've got together, and so they're going to do it. According to Nolan, Nolan even said, "We're playing to win the gold medal. We're the last team to win it, and we want to do it again." And according to Mike Trout, anything less is failure.
Get ready to fail.
Wow.
Was your mic on for that? You're such a menace to society sometimes, Yaya. I swear.
I mean, Mexico's winning it all. What do you want me to say? Like,
I do love Team Mexico. They're electric.
They're like alternate. They have I was going to say City Connect. It's more of a Country Connect.
They have
the baby blue. And I thought that was red. It's actually pink, right?
It's pink. Oh my gosh. It's such a good uniform.
It's the Country Connect, man. So each team got to choose their uniforms. Mm-hmm. So that was the thing that I think in the past, MLB or, you know, the folks that run the World Baseball Classic, they took care of all the uniforms. But the teams had to do it, and so that created some issues for certain countries, just like the iron on Great Britain in Helvetica font. Like, I mean, like,
poverty
it was just...
uniforms.
Yeah.
Oliver Twist stuff right here.
We need to go back, like, Zapruder style and see if, like, all the guys had the same colored belts, if they had the same colored socks, because this could have been a real played against sports team type situation where they're just piecemealing all different parts of the uniform. Actually, I say that, and there's a photograph, and we tweeted it out at DNVR underscore Rockies.
Yes, you found this.
Of Alan Trejo, and if you zoom in at his socks, he's got purple socks on with his Team Mexico uniform. This was in an exhibition game, Team Mexico versus the Rockies, but still didn't have on Mexico socks.
You know what? Isn't that so strange how he still wore his Rockies sockies in a game against the Rockies?
And post game, you know what he had on his feet?
It's like he was was he wearing the purple Crocs?
He had the Crockies, yeah. That's
did
it.
Did he really?
No, I don't know.
Oh my God. Well, why would you say that?
Probably. There's good odds.
I can't tell when you're joking or not. So
DraftKings Sportsbook had it as -200 that he was wearing the Crocs post game. So I think it probably did play out that way. Last night's Rockies game did not play out at all.
Didn't happen.
Rain. What a rough time down in Arizona.
Yeah, no, a lot of games got canceled last night because of the rain. Or
yes.
At least more than one game.
But that does now mean Gomber will be pitching today on March 16th. So today is very officially now, especially for the Rockies world, Austin 316.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Right? Austin 316 said, I'm your starting pitcher.
Okay.
Yeah. Austin... Austin 316 said Chris Bryant was in the lineup, but the game was rained out. So does this conspiracy continue?
What's the conspiracy?
What? What?
I love this segment so
much.
What? I'm so confused.
Oh, hell yeah. This is for all the pro wrestling people out there that definitely enjoy that. Hey, throw me a Breckweiser. Throw me smashing together on set. Yeah, I did Liquid Deaths. I'll
Can
smash them together.
Can someone go downstairs and get me a beer? I'm I'm over this. I love that so much. I'm still really confused.
So 316 is a Cold Stone Steve Austin's tagline.
Okay.
And that's why today's 316.
Yes, I know that.
So he kept The Rock and him had a rivalry where every time The Rock talked, all Cold Stone would keep saying this, what? And everybody in the crowd would keep laughing at The Rock as he said, what?
It was great until it got to be very annoying, and it still exists.
I think it's still annoying.
What? All right. We didn't get as much out of it that time.
Can someone bring me a beer?
There we go. Yeah, seriously, if somebody doesn't get her a Breckweiser, she might break some glass. Didn't. She laughed at it, but she didn't get the reference. That's okay. I appreciate it. I know. You're in pain. It's okay. People are still enjoying it.
I'm laughing because I want to be dead.
All right. All right. So the Chris Bryan conspiracy, I think, is dead because, sure, he's in the lineup today. He's playing right field. He's going to be okay. His back is all right. We're good to go. He's in right field. Mike Moustakas is at first base. We're going to have a game today. Feels like it's been a long time since we've seen the Rockies.
It's been a long time since we had a Rockies game.
It's the first time I think we've had a Rockies day game since like Monday. So
true.
That kind of normalcy that we've had is there. This is maybe normal, abnormal. Garrett Hampson, officially a Miami Marlin. Good for Hampy.
Who would have thought Jose Iglesias and Garrett Hampson would be reunited after all of these weeks?
And so... You know, it happened a little bit early. I'm not really sure why. Maybe there was something in his, you know, his non-roster invite or his, you know, minor league deal said that after a certain date, he needed to be added to the 40-man. Because you can just wait for opening day. You don't necessarily have to do that. But they put someone on the 60-day IL, so they were able to add Hampson, which means they like Hampson more than Iglesias.
I love that.
That's kind of cool.
I love Hampson. I'm rooting for Hampy.
Yeah.
I want him to just... have a fantastic season with the worst team in his division once again.
I don't want him to do it against the Rockies, but you know what? If Hampson can elevate himself to like bobblehead status, I would be willing to support a Garrett Hampson, Miami Marlins bobblehead statue. I'd probably go to foco.com to get it. As long as it was a non-presale item, I would get...
Is this an ad read?
I would get my 10% off. No, not at all. I'd use my code DNVR to get that Garrett Hampson bobblehead. I'd get a Jose Iglesias one too. Like, you know, the old gang. Get them back together thanks to foco.com.
That would be really adorable.
That kind of would be, right?
To get bobbleheads of all the dudes that have left us.
Oh, no, wait a minute. You just said something that made me think of something it's going to keep me busy for the rest of the day. I now need to make a spreadsheet of every former Rocky that got a bobblehead with their new team. I'm curious how many guys you could say that for, though. I mean, I'm sure Nolan. I don't know if Larry Walker was around long enough for St. Louis to kind of embrace him to get a bobblehead. Not too many guys have been really good with the Rockies and then go off and have had success elsewhere, unfortunately. Matt Holliday, I'm sure he had a couple Cardinals bobbleheads during his time. Maybe one Yankee bobblehead. I'm going to say probably not on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yankees, I don't think they do too many bobbleheads. They're like... It's the Bronx. It's Yankee Stadium. Just pay your $75 to sit in the nosebleeds and pay $45 for like two pieces of sushi, you know?
I mean, I do love that there's a Benihana at Yankee Stadium.
That's pretty
lie.
Good. That is pretty good.
It's like my go-to. Yeah. Soaks up all the drinks that you drank.
That's not bad.
What do you mean it sounds disgusting?
Sushi in a baseball stadium
no,
sounds like...
No, I said
like,
Benihana.
Yeah, but like... Patrick said sushi at a baseball stadium, and I sushi, was stuck yeah. on that.
I had like good sushi at the Marlins ballpark.
Is this an ad read? Are you doing something for Sushi with Susie?
Sushi with Susie.
All right, well, there you have it. Tune in this Sunday, first episode. Susie Hunter goes around. You've seen her try all kinds of nachos all around the country, mm-hmm. but now Sushi with Susie debuting.
It's actually called The Sushi Hunter.
The Sushi Hunter. And good news, bad news, you can watch it on AT&T Sportsnet. Bad news is, I don't know how much longer the channel is going to be around. So your show might get canceled before it gets going.
I'm nervous. I am concerned about where we're watching Rockies games this year.
It's we can talk about that. We touched on it yesterday briefly with Jesse Friedman. Because
they're also in a they're in a bigger pickle. Than us, probably. Valley sports stuff.
It ain't a bouncing pickle, I'll say that much. But if you're in a pickle and you need a good gift for a sports lover in your family, thefoco.com is
this
place to go.
This is an ad read.
DNVR. is your code for 10% off all non-presale items. And there's one more ultimate game day giveaway for Breck Brew, and it is for the Nuggets. It's against the New Orleans Pelicans, March 30th. Here's what you do. Click the link in our description. It's super easy, but you can also, if you're just listening to the podcast, go over to thednvr.com/BreckSweeps, like sweepstakes. thednvr.com/BreckSweeps. Here's what you're going to get. You're going to get Lexus Club access for the March 30th game, Nuggets Pelicans at Ball Arena. You're going to get some DNVR gear. You're going to get two tickets courtside, row two. And you're going to have kind of a courtside fit because, again, you're going to get some DNVR gear to begin with, right?
You can put together the greatest courtside fit of all time getting that free DNVR gear.
And if you're like, oh, I don't know if I should wear my stilettos. It would really make my courtside fit look amazing. But the walk to get into the stadium, hey, don't worry about it. Parking pass. We got the hookup. Wear those stilettos. Do that damn thing. Go to Breck Sweeps, thednvr.com/BreckSweeps. Or hit the link in the description. Ultimate game day giveaway from Breck Brew, Colorado company. That's amazing.
Amazing. We're Breck Brew guys. We all are. I personally, I'm not a stilettos at the game girl, but I have Timberlands with a big chunky heel on them.
Timbos.
Those. Love the Tims.
I do like the
Tims.
They
go hard. I'm not going to lie. It's like it's a great look.
We were talking about AT&T Sportsnet, mm-hmm. and the game last night was supposed to be on AT&T Sportsnet. Of course, it got canceled because of rain. What do you think? Are we going to have a lot more canceled AT&T Sportsnet games? I hope
not because of weather, but because of other things. I'm concerned because honestly, I mean, like, I'm not like a business person. I don't know what's going to happen. I'm stressed though. It seems like a very concerning situation.
It's hard to read the tea leaves. And again, you can go back and listen to Wednesday's episode. We talked a little bit about that with Jesse Friedman. Obviously, the Diamondbacks have issues with Bally Sportsnet. MLB says they want to kind of cover these games. They are going to leave the play-by-play folks and the analysts in place. Nothing's better than free, right? So we could be getting the MLB free app. We'll have to kind of wait and see what happens with that. Obviously, we'll keep you posted, you know, when that does happen. But I want to take a look. So we talked about the Country Connect for Mexico.
Yeah.
We like our City Connect and license plates. Did a college Division I baseball team out City Connect? They college connect. Did they do a better job? Producer, you here. Let's look at these East Carolina University uniforms. Holy smokes.
I do love these. I know you love lavender. You're a purple guy.
Look, they don't call me Lavender Lions for nothing.
They don't call you
they
that.
Don't.
End of sentence.
Oh, period. For nothing. That's the start of a new sentence. They look amazing. I actually don't like the hat, how it goes with it. Maybe a little
hat,
distracting, right?
The hat
too much
does
white.
Nothing for me, but like these uniforms are—they're honestly so stunning. What a presence! And also, I feel like this is what people wanted the City Connect uniforms to look like. This is what they wanted.
And it's look, the Rockies have modeled themselves after the New York Yankees. That's kind of the vibe that they want, and it's great for some reasons, right? Because you look in the Rockies' closet, and there's not really any bad uniforms, right? Mm-hmm. There's not really any bad ones. But then it's also fun to bring back some of the bad ones too and live those up. You've got pretty much just only like the sleeveless white vests with purple pinstripes. Okay, those are maybe whatever, but they're kind of cool now because you haven't seen them in a while. We know everyone loves the black vests. You also have the pajama style road uniforms that were gray with purple pinstripes. Those are kind of looking really great right now. Mm-hmm. But again, classic look. I don't know if they'll ever go with something that's lavender. Thomas Harding's on board with it. I'm on board with it. And as long as we've got your vote, Susie Hunter, I think that's enough to get Dick Monfort to say, hey, let's kind of evolve a little bit.
You know,
and let's have a lavender day at the park.
I think it would go well.
I think so, too.
I think it would be... I'm looking at these and how these beautiful purple uniforms look. And I'm like, I want to see that at Coors Field.
And those colors are very of the time. I feel like right now we're having this, I'm not going to say resurgence, because I don't know if it's ever been quote-unquote acceptable or accepted by men to be wearing flowery colors.
No, you know
now
what?
It very much is accepted. And it's like, yeah, dude, rock some pink all day long.
Yeah.
And people love that.
You know, I think the 60s, 70s dudes wore color.
Sure.
Yeah. No, so, and everything comes in waves, you know, fashion trends. They ebb and they flow.
They do.
And I love that we're wearing color.
Yeah, I'm down for
that.
I
love to see everyone wearing bright colors. Let's go. But yeah, no, the pastels are trendy right now.
They are. People did say that the East Carolina uniforms do look a little bit like a package of Peeps. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, they're looking a little Eastery. I definitely had like an Easter dress as a kid that was that exact color.
Grape Jolly Ranchers was another comment that we got over on Twitter. At Mr. Doug B did say, quote, some of us want a winning ball club, but we're talking about fashion because it's the Rockies. I mean, yeah, that's a fair statement.
Well, what else do you want us to talk about?
at Keenan Tweet says, still better than the license plates.
I love the license plate. I do too. I love that look.
I do too. And then at the Ferg looks like a Jalen Hurts suit.
Also so, true.
Fair. So yeah, these are all really good points.
Jalen Hurts was rocking a lot of purple. A
lot of perp.
During NFL playoffs.
A lot of perp.
Lot of purple. Secret Rockies fan, Jalen Hurts, everybody.
So I got an email from Crustline, and they did a survey this offseason, like 1,000 fans, whatever it was. And they asked, you know, who was like the most hated player? Who's the most annoying fan? What are some of the most annoying things that fans do in general? And so the most annoying fans, I think, is probably the best part. How many do you think you could get in the top 10?
Most annoying fans. Okay, let's go. I think Boston fans are annoying. Yankees fans are annoying.
So Red Sox 2, Yankees 1. Great start.
Because I think I have a good grasp. I'm annoying.
I think you do too.
So game recognize game.
Wait. When I said I think, and I said you, and I said do too have a grasp. I did not say I think you are annoying.
I know I'm annoying.
Yes. You got to go into the diehards only Discord for that kind of chatter. So I only said you, yeah, you have a great grasp on this stuff. So you're two for two. Who else?
St. Louis.
Number 7.
Who else?
A lot of people might be shocked because Cardinals go, Cardinals are the best fans in the... But you know.
No, I know. I know them to their core.
Being a good fan and being an annoying fan, they're kind of two different things. You can be both.
Two different things. Who else is annoying?
You hear, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, throw some guesses in.
You got a couple from the NL West, I'm sure you might be able to...
Dodgers,
number 4.
Giants are probably up there.
Giants not, actually, in the top 10. Hmm.
The Diamondbacks are actually really annoying because they're never good and they pretend like they're good.
Ah!
That might be true for Rockies fans. I think Padres fans very much are more to Rockies fans. I think maybe nationally they are kind of growing. Will agrees in our chat. Padres fans are annoying.
The chat's popping off. Also, guys, thank you for just being in here and playing this game.
Yeah, Mark's a lavender man. Appreciate you, Mark. Astros are number 3.
Yes. Oh, Astros are my number 1 annoying fan base, if I'm going to be honest.
So, Susie, I'm going to give you a half a point because of your admission. And I have degrees of being annoying as well to myself.
You? No.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. Side eye. So I'm going to give you a half a point because number 5 on this list, Phillies fans. You get a half a point because you kind of said it in a roundabout way. Cubs fans, number 6.
Yeah.
So far, are we agreeing with this list?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah. These guys annoy me so much. You know what? I look around at the Cubs fans who live here in Denver, and they annoy me.
Yeah. Fair. But they're representatives. They are the best. Chicago usually sends some of their best people out to Denver. That's why they've moved away from Chicago, because they're good people.
I always say this. If Chicago's so great, why'd y'all move here? Why'd y'all leave Chicago if it's the best place in the world?
Yep. Chad agrees. Dodgers fans should be number 1. Atlanta, number 8.
I had to close my DMs and like turn off notifications for people who don't follow me because I was being harassed by Atlanta fans.
That was this last season, right?
That was this past season because I tweeted out, hey, if I did something that came across as racist and someone told me that,
offensive?
I would stop doing that immediately. I would not do that thing anymore.
Fair.
And Atlanta fans for some reason took offense to that.
Very fair. Mets are number 9.
Yeah, they are.
That probably should be a little bit higher. And I love Mets fans.
Let's swap Mets and Phillies fans.
Hold your horses. Number 10, I don't agree with. Chicago White Sox. Nah, White Sox are just, they're whatever.
I don't think I've ever been annoyed by a White Sox fan.
Yeah, it's, no.
I only know one.
I love Herb. Herb's such a great baseball
dude. He's a great representative.
I should get Herb on the show.
He's a very good representative for that. You also have most or worst behaved fans, and that's almost identical. You know, the exact same list.
Yeah, I feel like
it's
that
the same
is,
top ten. It's just in a different order.
Kind of one in the same.
Giants are number 11 for most annoying and worst behaved. Here is the thing: for worst behaved, Rockies fans are 22, Padres are 24. Really?
Hmm.
Padres fans are way worse behaved right now.
Yeah.
Way, way, way worse. They've got to be in the top 15, I would have to think.
I feel like there's a legacy list, though.
Yeah.
MLB is all legacy, so there's about legacy.
Little bit. All right, where do you think, and you hear jump in on this, on the list, you know they're not in the top 10. In the top 30, where are the Rockies for most annoying? Where do you guys think?
They're probably 23.
Okay, 23?
I'm going to say 29. I don't think anyone is, first of all, I don't think people are that annoyed by Rockies fans. Also, I think that maybe people across the country probably forget the Rockies exist most of the time.
Yeah. So
I don't think people think about us.
Only Rockies fans voted for Rockies in this poll, I'm guessing. 27.
Like, I'm annoyed at myself for being a Rockies fan.
Susie does it again. 27th. Will nailed it. James very close. Mark very close in the chat. Love to see that. Last was the Mariners. Again,
oh, yeah.
Another team that's forgotten about. 29 for most annoying, Royals, 28, Orioles. And you're like, when you lump us in that group, you're like, what are they really saying?
Where do A's fans rank in there?
Rays 20th.
A's or Rays?
Oh,
A's.
A's are 20th, Rays 23rd.
Okay.
They're fan. It's
yes,
singular.
Fans.
It's
fan.
Singular. It's actually more singular in general. So, all right. I mean, I think the list is pretty fair. Padres just need to come up a lot, I feel like.
They're pretty annoying. The thing I hated about going to San Diego for a game, I feel like everyone walked way too slow in the concourse. And they would just like stop in them. But like no one knows how to walk in San Diego.
That's a San Diego vibe.
Thing. Yeah, that's a California thing.
You know what? But it was a little better in LA, but something about San Diego. Everyone's just like way too chill.
Yeah, the good weather really screws you up.
There also was a list for most arrogant fans, and it's the same list.
It's the same list.
Yankees.
What
Yankees
is the difference?
Are number one. Red Sox two. Dodgers jump up to three.
Yeah, they're
Astros four. Cubs five. Arrogant and like should they be right now? I mean, they had a World Series within the last decade. 2016 is getting to be a long time ago.
2016.
A long time ago.
It's getting further and further away in that rearview mirror. Cubs have no business being so cocky.
This is a great comment. Again, even if you're listening to this as a podcast, jump in after the fact and leave your comments. But it's such a good comment.
Shots fired from Will.
Rockies fans aren't known for anything. We don't have drums or chants.
Wow.
We're known for doing the wave a little bit. That's...
That is a horrible thing. I'd rather be known for nothing than be known for doing the wave.
So that was another part of this list. Most annoying things that fans do. The wave wasn't on the list.
How?
I don't...
It literally
I'm not sure.
annoys other fans, and it literally annoys players. Who are trying to do their jobs.
There's most annoying things fans do and most annoying type of fan. Which one of those two?
What are the most annoying things that fans do?
All right. Things number 10. What are some that annoy you? Wave
Honestly,
should be
wave
number one.
Wave is number one. Slow walkers from California,
the concourse.
Number two.
These are very specific to your life. Not having free sunscreen on the concourse. Salt River Fields. Nice job.
Yo, they get it.
They do get it.
They get it. What's on this list?
Number 10, saying we when referring to the team. Right?
Who does that? I've like, never heard anyone do that.
No,
like, if you're a Mets fan right now, you're going, we just lost our closer. Blew out his patella. Yeah. Complain about umpires?
Oh my God.
Put that shit higher. Sorry. People who complain
Patrick
about umpires.
Never curses on this show.
No, you can complain about a pitch.
No, umpires deserve to be complained about. No. They don't have a difficult life at all. They deserve a little
You can
hate.
Complain about umpires, but just, balls and strikes.
Not every single pitch.
Balls and strikes a little bit. Inappropriate language, there we go.
Oh,
number eight.
Is fighting a part of this?
Fighting, number one. Getting
it,
in
baby.
Fights.
Oh, I'm not bothered by
so,
fights.
So, all right. So here we go.
I'm
here
also
we go.
From the city that fights the most at all.
All right, Susie.
Santa Claus.
All right, Susie, you are not the commissioner of baseball, but you are.
Okay. You're not the commissioner. Okay.
You are not the commissioner of baseball, but you are the magician of MLB. You are a wizard who can sprinkle dust over everything in the baseball land. And okay. You have a choice to ban one of two things. One thing was going to stick around and maybe become even more prevalent. Another thing is going to disappear. Are you getting rid of the wave, or are you getting rid of fans fighting at the ballpark?
I'm keeping fans fighting at the ballpark. I am getting rid of the wave. I love a ballpark fight. You know that my favorite Twitter account is MLB Fights. I love ballpark fights.
That's a horrible take.
I love seeing people just like getting into it. It's funny to me.
So you'd rather see people getting knocked out and concussed than people standing up, waving their arms up and having fun.
Yeah.
At the Susie
too.
Hunter on Twitter.
No. Susie Hunter loves violence.
You can really tell where Susie's from right now.
I'm like, I don't see a problem with a fight at a ballpark.
All right.
Like, I see no issue.
Because MLB loves changing rules. Do you think as the wizard of MLB, you're going to evolve? Because there could be some backlash from fans going, come on, man, the fighting is really getting out of hand. Are you going to say, okay, fine, you know what? To kind of regulate, to put a pitch clock, if you will, on the fan fighting, you do have to take a breathalyzer. So as long as you're sober, you can still fight. So you're about to fight with someone?
No one sober fights at a game. You fight. Because the fight happens because you got two in your cups.
Because there is now a parenting room for breastfeeding, will you make special rooms and special spaces?
I want special sections for fights.
There's
all 30
no
ballparks.
Seats, just cages.
It's just
cages.
A cage in the office.
It's an octagon and you have to go at it.
We're going to take down the rock pile. We're going to put in an octagon. And that is the baseball fight club section.
A lot of in-game promotion people will lose their job around MLB, but it will create new opportunities. It will create new opportunities for branding and sponsorships. Number 7, heckle opposing players too much. Too much? That one, I don't agree with that one.
You know what?
I mean, I agree with it too much, but that's just a random thing of like,
well, like
too
if
much.
You're just like constantly hounding dudes and like
that rarely
then, like,
happens.
That
kind of
gets
like.
Old. It happens in Philly. There's like one dude in particular who will just
guy.
Like stand above the visitors' bullpen and will just heckle everyone in there.
Is he the type of dude to have like the Philly Fanatic tattooed on his belly?
No,
that's a different guy.
That's a different guy. He's a great guy. He's like a real Philly celeb.
That's a different guy that you exchange texts with and you exchange happy holidays texts with.
Yeah,
each
he's
and every
on
December.
The Christmas card list.
Oh, no, I mean, look, you go to Fenway, Yankee Stadium.
Were you mic'd for that? Oh, yeah, I guess Philly is not real.
Yeah. There are ballparks in the Northeast where that's the case. That's usually a question I'll throw in. With some of the Rockies minor leaguers of like, hey, you were at Hartford. What was it like? And they're like, Somerset. Oof. You know, that's a Yankees AA affiliate. Mm-hmm. They can get kind of rough there.
Yeah, North Jersey right there. Yeah, they're wild.
Number 5, drink too much. Okay. Number 4, make excuses.
What
I guess
that mean?
Can be annoying. It's like, oh, well, look, the only reason the Rockies didn't go to the playoffs last year is they didn't have Nolan Arenado, Trevor Story, John Gray, DJ LeMahieu. They didn't re-sign Adam Ottavino. Other than that, the Rockies would have won. That kind of excuse
yeah.
making.
I like
which nobody says that, by the way. That's how great Rockies fans are. They don't make those kind of excuses.
Because they're not watching.
We've got great fans. We do.
Because they're not real also. I like Mark's comment. This is a pet peeve of mine that we didn't talk about.
Yeah.
Leaving in the 7th inning, trying to either beat the traffic or like you're a fair weather fan and you've had enough.
Here's the question.
You stay for a whole game.
Dodgers fans now, because of the pitch clock, I got an article I'm working on right now. I want to, and I would just stay up for probably about a week straight to do this properly. And if I can't kind of do something properly, I'm not going to do it. I want to have like the 101 pitch clock implications you haven't thought of. And so here's one. Dodgers fans, they are now going to show up in the top of the 5th inning and leave at the bottom of the 5th inning to beat traffic because these games are so quick. It's Dodgers fans 5th inning. They're all about it, right? Because now the 3rd inning is going to be, it's going to be the top of the 5th.
Yeah.
And to beat the traffic, you got to leave in the bottom of the 5th. It's the halfway point.
Wow. Okay, yeah. Dodgers might actually suffer from the pitch clock.
that very much could be a thing.
Or that maybe they won't leave as early now. I mean, like, because since the games are going to be shorter, they'll have more time to sit in traffic. And also, I've never been stuck in traffic at Dodger Stadium. Just zoom my way out.
Maybe they don't show up. Since now the window is the fifth inning, if you don't get there by the fifth inning, you're like, it's the bottom of the fifth. You hang a Yui? Well, you don't hang a Yui because you're just in gridlock.
Yeah.
And you go home. So there's going to be a lot of empty seats. Game time tickets is where you need to go.
Is this an ad read?
No.
No,
just kind of pointing that out. Number three, fair weather fans, bandwagon fans.
Yeah, I hate the bandwagoners.
That's a big pet peeve.
They drive me nuts.
Number two, bad sportsmanship.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? Yeah, I don't like bad sportsmanship either.
That's why Shohei Ohtani is never, he'll never make the list of like most hated players.
He's a good sportsman.
By the way, we'll have to talk about it next week. I think Mike Trout did make the list of like most annoying players. And it's like, what?
He doesn't do anything. You know what? I think the most annoying thing is that he is not doing more.
He cares about weather too much. You know, here's how it happened. Here's how Mike Trout ended up making that list. People listed nine MLB players, and they're like, I don't know 10 MLB players. Mike Trout plays baseball. I'm going to have him as my number 10. That's the only way he's getting on the list. And number one, as we said, getting in fights at games with other fan bases. If it's with your own, I get there. People are okay with that.
You know what? Because I guess if it's with your own, like, it's obviously something personal.
I think so.
But if it's with other fans, like purely surface level stuff. But still, you know my stance on fights, on MLB fights.
I want to know what fan base fights with themselves the most. I don't think I've ever seen a Rockies fight. I've seen like one. I think there was one that went around last year.
There was a fight.
It was on the streets, right? Like it was in a couple blocks away from Coors maybe.
No, I think there was also a fight in the bleachers last year too.
Okay.
But there was also a fight outside of the park.
Yeah. Rockies on Rockies fights are kind of rare. Cowboys on Cowboys, I feel like. NFL.
They don't call it the Wild West for nothing.
No. That's for sure. Yeah. Giants fans, they're kind of okay.
I got to say, when I was at, when the Rockies were playing the Giants at Scottsdale Stadium, Giants fans dress up for like spring training games. Like
dress up?
They wear a lot of orange. Like little like people were dressing their daughters in like orange tutus. I'm like, people are like showing up, like putting in that effort.
That's pretty good
for those games.
Did you say a lot of orange or lava orange?
A lot of
because
orange.
Lava orange sounds like an awesome color. That I think that might be the color of their City Connect uniforms. That's
not
right.
Oh, it's not Gatorade orange. It's lava orange.
Kinda. That's what I'm saying.
That makes it actually a little bit cooler of a uniform.
The most annoying type of fan list was a little bit different. We've got fans stuck living in the glory years. Let's go, Tulo. fan who pretends to like sports but doesn't. I'm a big Cargo fan. He hasn't been on the team in a few. Okay, whatever. Obsessed with fantasy fan. Oh, the fan who's obsessed with their fantasy baseball team. All right. The fan who never sits down. Again, that's kind of wave adjacent.
That is wave adjacent.
The condescending fan.
I hate those. I interact with a lot of them.
You know, I really look down on those kind of fans. The know-it-all fan. And I would agree because I've done my research.
Put the
to
camera
say,
on this guy. This is the know-it-all fan.
I thought it was just more of a spreadsheet fan. And a numbers geek, a stat fan. I don't like to lose arguments, so I got to back it up with the data and the information.
Oh,
you know what
gosh.
I mean? Bandwagon fan, the fan who never stops yelling. That is kind of low key fun for a little bit.
Low key
fun.
Of course, my phone is going off like as.
By the way, that's a song by Animal Collective. I don't know if you know that, and I don't know if it was a ringtone first or if it was an Animal Collective song. But
sorry guys, take the camera off of me. What are we doing? yeah, you are so chaotic. It is like a spam call.
Do you like it? Do you enjoy it when in the press box you hear someone from behind home plate just getting on a player or doing that shouting thing? Come on. I kind of enjoy it cuz it is rare. So I enjoy those moments actually.
You know what? I went to a game as a fan last year. Like I think I just did one.
Nice.
And it was Rockies Giants. And there was this Giants fan just like sitting there like yelling, and it was like kind of like incoherent too. Like I couldn't even like really understand what she was yelling, but it was just like constant yelling the whole game. She was obviously super drunk. I think she was there by herself. I have no idea what the context of her existence is, but it was so annoying. Like I was just like, I'm leaving this section now. I'm just gonna sit somewhere else because she was driving me nuts.
And it was a San Francisco game, so was she like a deadhead? Like, was she wearing like Grateful Dead kind of gear? And she thought she was really tripping out. She thought she was at Red Rocks. Put in John Mayer. Like, I don't know. You never know when people get inebriated, what they're thinking
she
of.
She was like incoherent. Couldn't even understand her. So I was like, there's no point to you yelling. You're just creating noise.
Number one is always drunk fan for most annoying. And number two, and I think this is a comment from a lot of people that we get, especially on our beat. Our company gets this as a whole as well, in general. Mm-hmm. On the flip side of why we're good at what we do. Because we are not this. We are not, number two, on the list of most annoying type of fan, the negative fan. Always negative fan.
We're not negative.
We'll point out our issues. Point out the issues, and we know they got to get fixed. But we also have to accept it. Mm-hmm.
Be more negative?
Why would you say that? What is that supposed to mean?
No.
You think I'm that upbeat?
I'm super positive about 2025.
It will be a year.
Yeah.
So I'm positive about it too. It will be a year. There will be calendars made of it. And so it will be a year. Is that what you meant, right?
No,
about 2025?
Patrick. No, Patrick.
Susie Hunter putting in her DraftKings Sportsbook bet. Colorado Rockies back to the postseason in 2025. I don't hate it.
Is that line open yet? Probably not.
Could be. It should be. You should be able to make it.
I'm going to look it up.
If it's plus 100,000, whoo.
Oh, my gosh.
We're really going to get tested the next couple of years as far as the negative fan business. You know what? Because the chat was popping off today, and we appreciate you guys, I will spill the beans on the most hated fan in all of baseball since it was added. We'll talk more about it. But any guesses? Who is the most hated?
Most hated player?
Yeah.
Most hated player. It doesn't have to be a current player?
Yeah. Yeah, like Joe Pepitone was not really enjoyed much in his life. R.I.P. Joe Pepitone. He passed away on Monday. So no Joe Pepitone slander.
Okay.
But we're talking current players.
Most hated current player. I'm going to say Fernando Tatis Jr.
All right. He was not in the top five. He was in the top 10.
Okay.
He's number three.
Manny Machado is like such a good dude. Oh, Altuve. Of course. He was right there.
He's our guy's. He knows what's up. Yeah, it was Jose Altuve.
I'm looking up. I'm sorry. I didn't know. I couldn't see him.
Oh, yep.
Jose Altuve is number one.
He's actually below my eye line. And I forget he exists.
The Phillies fans' favorite player is number two, and then Machado's number three. So that's that list. Aaron Judge, number four. Why? He's a Yankee. Fine. Carlos Correa. Of the Twins, yeah. Formerly of the Astros. That maybe should be a little bit higher, but that's the top five. Ask and you shall receive chat. That's one of the cool things that we got going on here. If you're a diehard and you're the diehards only Discord, you ask us questions, we're going to answer it, do some Q&As, all that jazz. We're here for you if you're in the chat in the DNVR Sports Channel on YouTube. We go ahead and we post, you know, the live link to our show half an hour, sometimes the night before. We've got those links locked and loaded. Okay. So you can even jump in the chat and kind of, you know, pre-lock one of those questions for us to get to during your day. So again, go ahead and do that on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube. Make sure you're following us on Twitter at @DNVR_Rockies. At Patrick D. Lyons is where I'm at on Twitter.
You can find me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms.
And the Susie Show's back at its normal time at 5 o'clock tomorrow. Is that correct?
Thank God it's back at the normal time. I keep getting moved around for the Avs and for the Nuggets. It's ridiculous.
That's it.
It's an outrage.
What's funny, because again, if you get bumped so many times, you get your punch card says you're allowed to bump something. So believe it or not, there are actually no March Madness games going on tomorrow at 5 o'clock. NCAA Division I, they bumped all the games back an hour because you've been bumped too many times. And you pulled a couple strings, and that was pretty boss of you to do that.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Thank you for recognizing how much of a boss I am. But yeah, Susie Show back at 5 o'clock on Friday. It'll be a good one for sure. Can't say that I'm gonna have a dog as a guest this time though.
No, that's okay. Maybe a different animal. We'll see.
I'm gonna set a possum loose in the studio and just see what happens.
You're gonna have a mascot from one of the teams in action. Maybe. Maybe.
That would be fun.
We're looking at you, St. Louis University Billikens. All right, this has been very momentous, but Susie, you know what they say about momentum.
Patrick, I do not know what they say about momentum.
I don't either. I've forgotten because we've got off on a tangent and I forgot what I say. No, it's that momentum is only as good as your next day's show, and it's going to be a good one. So tune in tomorrow at 5 p.m. on the DNVR Sports channel on YouTube.